And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a fantastic day. Starting to warm up nicely out there. 52 degrees, better than that 25, 27 we had yesterday morning at this time when it was very, very bitterly cold. And joining us in studio for talking about Christmas on the Plaza, and good to see her for the first time in a few weeks, is Denise York. And Denise, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good, Kyle. Good morning to you, too. Well, keep that good weather coming in for the weekend. That's
exactly
what we need.
Hopefully, we'll hang around for the weekend. And obviously, a few things we'll talk about. We'll get started this weekend, though, with the candlelit tours over there at the Brown Mansion.
That starts Friday night. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. And 130 trees in the Brown Mansion. If you've never been, I mean, it's a elegant, very, very nice Christmas tradition to you know, to start with your families on the tour. The tours are $6 per person. We're allowing 100 people in per hour. That spreads people out over the three floors. It's not as crowded as it has been in years past. Mm-hmm. And we started that for COVID last year, so it worked out great. It's a more relaxed tour. And you're encouraged to get your tickets online. We do sell them at the door, so, and you can get them at the chamber. Mm-hmm. And if you need to get them online, just go to coffeevillehistory.com. And each night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, this weekend, next weekend, and then also the 23rd, those are the days that they'll have the tours. And there's three sessions starting at 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30. So 100 people in it each session. So jump in there, get your tickets early. So
And like I've you know, talked about with a few other people, it's almost like the candlelit version of the tour is, it's almost like a completely different tour than doing it than the regular tours, because the house is just transformed.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just totally different during Christmas time. And then the grounds. I mean, they're lighting the grounds. I think Friends of Mansion is selling hot chocolate up there. So, I mean, it's just a total experience that you shouldn't miss. And if you haven't been, make sure, take your family and your friends, make a group.
And I know they have like 130 trees out there right now at the mansion as well, which, and they look beautiful, and the mansion looks beautiful, decked out in the lights. It's just, it's definitely looking beautiful this time of year.
It's a true treasure for Coffeeville, right? I mean, it's something that not every town has, and we're lucky to have it, and the Historical Society that takes care of it. Darla Thornburg puts her heart and soul into, you know, the candlelight tours, so. And all the volunteers it takes to do the mm-hmm. tour, she's got her whole crew up there. So we want to thank all of those guys that, you know, spend the time for your enjoyment.
Absolutely. They definitely make it possible, that's for sure. And also, starting last week and continuing this weekend, the Christmas on the Plaza.
Christmas on the Plaza. Now, that whole idea, you know, was part of joining in with the candlelight tour so we could eliminate some of the crowds that were gathering up there in the parking for the candlelight mm-hmm. tours. So Christmas on the Plaza has grown over the last couple of years. This weekend is our music theme. Friday night, we have horse and carriage rides that start at 5:00. It's the Broken Spoke Clydesdales in a carriage that will be down on the plaza. Rides are $5 per person. I think that's something that we haven't had before, so that will be interesting and kind of a seasonal thing.
Yeah, kind of a cool thing, yeah.
And then at 7 p.m., they're having Caroline in Coffeeville, and this is at the Field Kinley High School Auditorium instead of on the plaza. It's the Field Kinley High School and CCC choirs, so that ought to be a pretty interesting night. So either come do the carriage rides, go to the, you know, the auditorium, mm-hmm. or come down afterwards. And, of course, the marketplace. We've got several locations for a Christmas marketplace. It starts at 5:30 to 8:30, around in there. Between 30 and 35 vendors across the board. There's a lot of nice things down there I walk through. You know, we've got the location at 910 Walnut, 115 West 9th, the Coffeeville's Reawakening headquarters. And then at Walnut Street Boutique, there's vendors in there. And then Screaming Nickel is open. They're the shop right across from the Midland Theater. So there's several places downtown to go shop and look for Christmas items and just specialty things. One of a kind that you're not going to, you know, find anywhere else.
Absolutely.
So, along with all the locals, you know, Isham's, you know, Janelle's, everything downtown that's going to be open, Pappy's and the Yoke. So Friday night's going to be big, and especially for the horses. I can't wait to see the Clydesdale pulling this and maybe take a ride.
Yeah, so. And you're talking about Pappy's. I was actually there last night and got some delicious food for sure.
Oh, we do have two food trucks. I think Friday night is Nanny's Soul Food and then Taters, which is big baked potatoes. Mm-hmm. I had one of those last week. I really need it. I needed something to eat. I went over there and it was fantastic. So I think they're only going to be there Friday night.
It's a meal unto itself.
It is. And you can get any kind of topping on it. And there's a couple other things, you know, like Frito chili pie and things. Mm-hmm. So it's just not potatoes, but, you know, come out and support those guys. And then Saturday, of course, Marketplace opening at 5:30, again, till 8 or 8:30. And, Christmas concert by Two Steps Back on the Plaza. So, you know, this country and western band that's going to be doing some Christmas songs and everything. So bring your lawn chairs. I think the weather is going to be pretty nice for Saturday night.
Let's see.
We hope.
Hopefully, here it is right yep. here. You may need a jacket for Saturday. You said Saturday night?
Yes.
Yeah, we're looking at lows around 32, so you may need a jacket.
Okay,
so.
Well, that starts at 7:30, so bring a little blanket. It'll be a nice little right there by the Christmas
tree.
Well,
what time does it start, though?
7:30.
Okay, so it shouldn't be too bad. It's going to be probably in the about upper 40s, so not too bad.
Right, and then you can kind of mingle in and out of the marketplaces.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Walnut Street, the boutique, and the food places.
There's no rain, so sketch. So that's always a good thing.
That'll be make it perfect. And the tree lit. I mean, it looks
oh,
really
nice. I got
nice,
to see so. That last night. My girlfriend came up here last night, and we got to see the tree. And she was just like, "That is an absolutely beautiful tree." I said, "Yeah, I think it's the biggest one southeast Kansas."
Yeah, so far.
But we're working our way up to try to make it the biggest in Kansas. So.
That's right. I don't think we're ever going to top Oklahoma. I think they've got like a 200 footer somewhere.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, over there in Enid, I think it was like the tallest one in the nation. Unfortunately, it had an accident. Yeah. It's windy in Oklahoma, especially in Enid. Well, like the top, I guess, 15 feet. It broke off at the top.
So it's down like 215 feet.
Yeah, it dropped. But it's still pretty tall, though. I mean, but a really tall tree in a very windy place, unfortunately. Yeah.
We'd have a way to go top that one. But
yeah.
And then Saturday, also Candlelight Tour. So head out there, come downtown, lots of options. And then Sunday afternoon, the Marketplace, they'll be open from 1 to 4. And 2 p.m. on the Plaza, Sardis Baptist Church Choir and the Coffeyville Children's Choir will be performing.
And it will be nice that day. It'll be about 55 degrees.
Great,
so.
55. That's a good one. So, yeah, just a big music weekend this weekend. A lot going on. Candlelight tours. Plenty of vendors and shopping. So the Jack Kids, the Junior Advisor Council, they'll be doing their gift wrapping. They start that this weekend, so if you have gifts for Christmas to wrap, bring them in. You can make appointments, drop them off. They're at both locations at Walnut Street and on 9th Street. So, let's see. Oh, don't forget the Christmas light contest from the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on their Facebook page if you want to go in there and register. And then the Fawn Creek 4-H Club, they've got their fundraiser going Sunday. That's going to be the baked goods, popcorn, hot chocolate. So make sure you support
the good stuff.
Yeah, support the fundraiser. There's several of those going on with the Jack and you know, the Fawn Creek, and there's one other. I can't remember exactly what it is. We'll bring it up next week. But so if you need more information, just go to Coffeyville or Christmas on the Plaza Facebook page, and there's a lot of things listed there. Next weekend, we can cover that next week, but we've got December 18th is going to be Hispanic Christmas Celebration.
I'm looking
downtown.
Forward to that one. I remember last year went over really, really well last year.
It did. And then on the 19th, we're having a Christmas bake-off, and that's going to be through Sunflower. You can get all the everything you need to know on the Facebook page, so go out and check that out.
Nom, nom, nom.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I'm forgetting here for Christmas on the Plaza. I did want to mention the UP Park, now with the fence up and everything. Mm-hmm. Debbie Smith and her from Jan L's and her sorority, They've got it decorated with bows and wreaths. It looks really nice. I think our next step over there at that park is going to be maybe a grant to get some electrical in, so maybe we can light the fence one of these years,
right,
get some food trucks in over there, and just kind of expand that corner to encompass maybe not Christmas on the plaza, but Christmas downtown.
Right. So yeah. Just kind of expand it a little bit down there, you know, because it's right there by Death Alley. So, I mean, you can just walk from the Christmas on the plaza down there and back and forth.
Or maybe we have the carriage rides go from that corner
Absolutely.
Down to the other and jump on and jump off. The Midland Theater, the Alamo Building, if you haven't noticed, it's all decorated inside, so mm-hmm. take a look at that. I wanted to thank CACF, Janie Gillis, and her board for the wonderful match day that they had. I haven't been on since then, but,
right.
you know, the Midland, I know we were number one on the fundraising there, so we had been pushing a hard capital campaign so we can get some work going on in there, and it's starting to pay off. So
right.
We will be starting some work after the first of the year and hopefully receive a couple more grants we've put in for. We hope to have some portion of Christmas on the plaza in the Midland Building next year.
Get
maybe
that front of house ready, and then get that yep. backstage ready as well.
Maybe
so.
Santa at front, you know, the front of house and mm-hmm. the lobby that we can have people come and go, or maybe little concerts on the back, but we'll see. But that's what we're shooting for. So we appreciate, you know, the whole support of Coffeyville, you know, the people in the town that are supporting the Midland Theater, you know, Foundation, the Christmas on the Plaza, Coffeyville's Reawakening, just all the support that we're getting from everybody is just very much appreciated.
Absolutely. So, and you guys are doing a great job putting on this Christmas on the Plaza. It makes Coffeyville kind of like a mecca on the weekends to come on down and just have a good time.
You know, it does. There was, when we pulled up last Saturday, I wasn't sure if there'd be, you know, the parade Friday. I mean, it's always crowded.
And, right.
Saturday when we pulled up, I was telling Bob, I said, you know, I don't know if we'll have a lot of people tonight. And I looked down there and the parking lot's just full of cars and there's just people all over the place. Of course, it was Grinch night.
It right.
It's always popular.
Right.
But, yeah, it was great to see. And I think with the carriage and everything this weekend, I think you know, look forward to seeing a lot more people down there. And
music as well. People love hearing the music as
exactly.
well. So it's going to be a lot of fun out there. So, again, the best way to get a hold of you guys, again, is through the Facebook page.
It is.
And also go to ilovecoffeyville.com.
I Love Coffeyville. We'll get you to the chamber that gets you to the light contest. You know, there's just a lot of ways to do it. But the best way right now, come downtown, you know, on a Friday or Saturday night mm-hmm. or a Sunday afternoon and talk to us in person.
Absolutely. So. It's a lot of fun going on during this during the Christmas on the Plaza. And like you said, it's going to be this weekend, then next weekend. And then, of course, the weekend after that is Christmas. So
right.
Definitely getting into the holiday season. Denise, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Kyle.
And I hope your arm gets a little arm or whatever you had worked on gets a little bit better.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I
do want to say, you know, thank you to my husband who has stepped up and taken, you know, a lot of the pressure off me on the decorating and everything mm-hmm. that's going on. I mean, one-handed isn't very
easy.
Yeah,
it's a little tough.
Yeah.
So, but again, thank you so much for coming in this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Kyle.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.